Who got you with the Gatorade?
I don't even know. I never even saw it coming. I know Red got me with the pie, though.
Hey, what's it like going through a game like this?
This is the kind of thing that brings a team closer together. Guys, we're out there for 5.5 hours. Guys are grinding, battling, competing. Jesse came out there and pitched. I mean, that was amazing what he did out of the bullpen. What Park did after giving up a couple runs early, he went and shut him down. And Blev came in, he had guys on, he got a couple big strikeouts. We got guys making plays out there. It's the kind of game that brings a team together.
I mean, when you're on the bench for that long, is it hard to keep your concentration, or is it easy thinking I could be in the game at any moment?
Once you start getting into extra innings, you know that all kinds of stuff can happen. Anything could happen. And, you know, as a guy that bats mostly against righties, lefties, that's the thing that could happen. Suddenly I could wind up there with the bases loaded against Mariano. So, you know, Ariel, Prieto and Chile, they're good about getting us work in the cage during the game, and just gotta be ready.
When your bat shattered, what pitch did he throw you?
It was his deal, like the thing he always, you know, it came in there, his cutter, when it's out over the plate or away, it moves away, but in, you know, it could saw you off a little, and it sawed me off pretty good, but.
And did it get the handle of your bat? What
it got. It was probably around the label, but I've used that bat for a while, and if it's going to break, that's a pretty good way for it to go.
So were you looking for that pitch?
I was just looking for something over the plate. You know, I was thinking elevate the ball, maybe sac fly or something. I got to keep the ball off the ground because, you know, I got to know my limitations. I'm not going to beat out a double play ball, so I got to get the ball, you know, elevated.
You talked about before your first game, before your first appearance, how cool that was. Did this top those?
This is right up there. This, you know, short of your first major league hit, this is a pretty good feeling. And the fact that it got us a sweep is just an amazing feeling.
Your wife is here, right?
Yeah, she is here. She's here. So I looking forward to getting out there, and we still have some of the afternoon, evening left. Not as much as we expected, but still got some of it left. So,
thank you.
Can you just speak to also like kind of mentioned this already, but just the resiliency you guys have to just keep going.
Yeah, this team grinds and competes and battles, and you know we had our backs against the wall multiple times. We had guys, you know, but our pitcher stepped up and battled and made pitches, and that kept us in the game. I mean, Park did an amazing job. Again, Blev, Jesse, I mean, everybody.
So. I think your wife tweeted that she was getting tired of being out in the sun.
Yeah, well, if you're going to be out there for that long, that's a good way for it to end.
And then, you know, they have the winning hit. That's special.
Yeah, that is, and I made sure to...
Did you get the ball?
Oh, I got the ball. Yeah. I got it. And I got the bat too, so that's that bat's last career swing. So,
and since you're a Red Sox fan growing up,
you know what?
Sweeping the Yankees, come on!
I said this before. There are some guys that, you know, even as a Boston fan, I've never been able to root against. And Mariano, Derek Jeter, those guys, I've always rooted for Mariano, and it's a pretty big thrill. And,
wasn't a problem for me.
You know, someday Someday I may have to try to get that ball signed if he doesn't mind, but I'm sure he won't when he's first ballot Hall of Famer.